This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Yesterday, people are just idiots. And you think negative. I don't understand why, okay? If there's something negative, I get it. Then, you know, I think it too myself. But the Tua thing with the camera on the helmet, and again, that's why I explained it to Marcel and I explained it to you guys because I know Marcel knows, but some of you don't. You know, practice was always filmed by some guy on a lift and down, right? That's it. That was the total film. One-on-ones, team drills, whatever it was, stretching, you name it, whatever. Everything being filmed was by one camera. And sometimes you had it in the middle of the field. Or then they expanded and they went to end zones. And then you had a couple of cameras giving you angles, but from afar. You know what they did next? They now added cameras onto the field. Extra cameras. So you're right there with all the linebackers going through all their drills and everything else. And all. Now all of that is being filmed up close. Besides the one above. Besides the eye in the sky. And so now they've added one to the helmet of the quarterback, which I would not be surprised if it comes to other positions eventually in practice. And it's just a coaching tool. But then people make it sound like, oh my God, this is, ridiculous, remedial. Do they need this to coach Tua? And it's like, morons, this is the guy that came off the bench to win a national title. This is the guy that at the next level was the highest rated passer in the NFL. He's deadly accurate. He makes very good decisions 99% of the time. He doesn't throw a ton of interceptions. So this isn't because he's a bad quarterback. This is because the coaches see, all right, what else can I do to become a better coach and to coach my players better? And then, as I've told you, you know, I gave you a perspective of how it's evolved with different cameras and how much more cameras are adding. And that's only because cameras are more mobile now. They're smaller now. You can add them all over the place. The Wi-Fi, everything. Everything has become so much more easier to do. You couldn't put a camera on a helmet when I started on the beat in the 90s. Or in 2005 or 2010. But in 2023, we have the technology. We can do it. We can build them faster, stronger. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry, I went into a $6 million man thing. But anyway, so this was nothing bad. This is all good. And then here's the way I look at it. You know, all the idiots look at like and twist it into negative shit, which it has nothing to do with it. Tua is a great example for any quarterback out there. The way he works, the way he reads, the way he reacts, his accuracy, all of that. I think a lot of that film is going to help Skyler and Mike White out, actually. Because those two guys have never played like Tua at the college level or at the NFL level. So it's not like any of those guys are threats anyways, but it will help them get better. And it will help the coach see what... So when Tua does make a mistake... He can see it himself and rewatch it and correct it. He's going to make mistakes because everybody makes mistakes. But I just love how it's spun into something that's just absolutely ridiculous. Okay? When it's just a coaching tool to help your players, like cameras have become a bigger and bigger part of everything that we do in sports. So it's nothing new, okay? We got cameras on cops now. We couldn't do that 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, it's just the way it is. Things evolve, and then you figure out a way. We've got more cameras in businesses now. We've got cameras in every home now. 20, 30, 40 years ago, none of us had cameras because we couldn't afford it. Now you could just go on Amazon and buy a $30 camera, and you can put it, and you can keep track of your house. There's no difference. It's technology being used. Like I can go on my phone right now with my Sloman's Home Shield And I can look at what's going on in my backyard and look at what's going on in my front yard. And if somebody rang the doorbell, I can answer it. And I can then go inside and make sure. And I look at the cameras inside and make sure my dogs are fine. Technology. Something I couldn't do before. That's all it is, folks. Nothing more, nothing less. But I don't know why you allow the trolls to bother you with stupidity and ignorance.